We're Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and you're with Overcoffee. Dot Cannon here, getting the distinct impression that some interesting things are going to be happening and some exciting plans are afoot for fall semester. I have Simon Fraser with me, student trustee-elect for Associated Students and current president. Simon, what about what Associated Students are going to be doing in the future? What can you tell me?
Well, the Associated Students, like I said, I'm going to be a little bit more separated from them now, which is going to be an interesting for me because I've spoken for AS for so long. I know the Associated Students wants to beef up counselors. So one of the plans we have is to change one of the California laws, which requires that 50% of our budget be spent on faculty. The problem is that counselors, while they're considered faculty, are not part of that 50% law. So if we were to make the counseling population part of that 50%, you must spend at least 50% on academic personnel, then we would have more full-time counselors by law. And that would be an easy fix to the solution. So that's something we're going to be moving forward at the state level. We are also going to be working on expanding our scholarships again. You know, we had some great scholarships this year. We had the 72-hour film festival. We had the 45-second scholarship. We've had our traditional essay, academic improvement scholarships. I think we've given out around about 15,000 by the end of the year in scholarships. So that's something we want to make sure we continue to do. Continued financial stability for Associated Students. We're looking at different revenue streams to ensure that as people stop buying books on campus, as people start going online, as people start using stop using the cafeteria on campus, that means our budget decreases because our budget is directly tied into those services. So we're going to be looking at future financial stability, diversifying our revenue streams. It's all very boring, but needs to be done in order to keep providing the events and the services that I think students have come to expect from us. On a personal level, I'm going to be pushing for changes to student worker policies. I'm going to be pushing for expanded protection for student workers, expanded protection and facilities for veteran services on campus, for the cross-cultural different groups on campus, so undocumented students, LGBTQ students, women students who have specific needs. And in fact, creating my goal would be at the trustee level to create a specific fund to establish a physical facility on campus. Two more bike fix-it stations are going up in the next month. We put one in the quad, which has been a huge success. And if you don't know it, it's bright yellow and it will let you fix your bike on campus for free with a lot of tools.
And located where?
That's in the middle of the quad, next to the L building. And we're putting one in by the Science Village. And we're looking for the third site. We haven't decided on the third site yet, but that's coming in. You know, we're expanding recycling programs. We're expanding a lot of the transit options on campus. We're looking at renegotiating the ITAP to lower the unit requirement.
The ITAP?
The bus program.
Oh, okay.
Use. So the Metro bus pass, $30 a semester if you're 12 units or more. And so that's something we're also looking at.
That's great. I like the idea of that center. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about implementing that.
So we have a cross-cultural center right now. It's currently located in the CC building where the Associated Students office is. It's essentially an office and a conference room. And it's meant to be a safe space for students of all different types, all different creeds, colors, all that kind of good stuff merged together into what we call cross-culturalism. Problem is it's too small and it doesn't have full-time staff. And so what I'd like to do, my goal is to take over the gallery. Once the gallery moves from there to the Center for the Arts, that space is going to be free. It's in the middle of campus where student traffic is heaviest, continuing student traffic is heaviest. It's got perfect options inside for privacy as needed. It has the facility. So I want to move the cross-cultural center into that room. That's where I wanted to put it. Because I think if we can create a physical separate established location on campus, then many of our students who do feel that they have problems on campus, whether it's feeling discriminated against or so on and so forth, they'll have somewhere they know they can go and be safe, and a physical location that isn't hidden away in the back of another office somewhere else. And that's the most important thing.
I love that idea. It'll be just in the heart of the campus.
That's the goal.
Great. As much to say, welcome, here's the welcome mat.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
You know, I think that there are other people who want to use it on campus. Some people wanted to turn it into a high-tech lab. Some people wanted to make it a welcome center for new students. I think this is needed more. I think that serving our current students, especially since its location is very much in the heart of continuing students on campus, it's the perfect place for all students who don't feel completely safe to go there. And that's very important to me.
And how do people support you, not only in this, but in everything that you're going to be doing? Because I don't think this is going to be the world's easiest position you've taken on.
Feedback.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm going to be sitting on the Board of Trustees now, I think that it's important that the constituents of the Board of Trustees, which includes students, email and contact their trustees and give them feedback on all sorts of issues. I mean, we can't anticipate every single issue that's going to be coming up. So one of the big things I'm going to be free to do now, a lot freer than I was as an independent person before, is to go directly to the community and say, what do you need? You know, I'm not constrained by the fact I have my offices to manage and they do this sort of thing. I can connect directly. And every student should feel able to connect directly, not only with their student government representatives, but directly with their trustees. I think that both are important. And that connection and telling people what your experience is on campus is what changes things. The only reason we have a Safe Zones program on campus is because students said they didn't feel safe. The only reason that we have other options that were protecting student workers is because we heard that student workers were not being protected and that they had these background checks to pay for. If we don't find these things out, then we can't fix it. So please connect with us. That would be the big thing.
I'll make sure and let people know to get in touch with you, especially after June 1st.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When you take charge. A final question I'd wondered about before we never got a chance to cover it is, now you legally cannot be ignored when you say something. But what if, for whatever reason, things go on just as they have? Are there any legal recourses that students would have, let's say, if shared governance is not implemented?
Yes. And I cannot talk about it much more because okay. It is a closed session item on our next AS agenda.
Well, me and my huge mouth, I would ask that, wouldn't I?
That's fine. It's up there. It's anticipated litigation is a closed session item, so I can't really discuss this, any specifics of any kind of legal action that AS might take. But there are always options for any kind of perceived or real violations of California law.
And we will leave it at that. Final quick question here. What advice would you have as outgoing AS president as you take on the student trustee position for John Fraser, who is going to be taking over that after you?
Compromise is one of the things that they try to teach us in the Office of Student Affairs, which is, you know, we go for the win-win. And I think that that's a good philosophy. But also remember, some battles, you cannot always find it. So not be afraid to stand firm, but always look for common ground first. That would be the thing that I learned in my time.
Thank you very much for your time today, Simon.
Thank you so much, Dot, for having me.
For people to give you feedback, is it SW Fraser? Is that right?
That's correct.
Pasadena.edu.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been listening today to Simon Fraser, who is both the president of Associated Students, and on June 1st, he is going to be our AS student trustee. Congratulations and good luck to him.
Thanks.
SW Fraser at pasadena.edu. Dot Cannon with you here over coffee, coming back in just a moment on LancerRadio.org.